Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:32. WPLN brought you the story of kudzu earlier this week and the efforts to rein in the aggressive vine. That includes deploying bands of goats to munch on it. Now, Kentucky wildlife officials say a year-long study suggests herbicide spraying drones could become an effective new weapon. Officials used drones to treat 93 acres of kudzu across six counties last year. Biologists returned this spring and found many of the dense infestations had been reduced to scattered patches. The drones proved highly efficient since they're able to treat steep terrain that would have been difficult to reach using traditional methods. Private Lands Program biologist Daniel Skinner says the treated areas have already seen a return of many native plant and wildlife species.
These sections that we've went to, we've seen them full of wildlife. Not only just native plants coming back up, but we're finding snakes and we're finding chipmunks and squirrels and songbirds and white-tailed deer and turkey, and everything's in these sections and still utilizing these areas. So,
officials say the next phase of the project will focus on expanding access to drone treatments and helping more landowners control kudzu before it spreads across additional habitat. The American flag has been a ubiquitous symbol for generations on products and in art, including ties to plenty of country songs. But in recent years, some artists say it's arguably come to represent something narrower and less inclusive. Now, a few country artists outside the mainstream are challenging that claim, like Pinkbeard, a black singer-songwriter from Alabama. He poses in a Western shirt printed with the flag and urges listeners to identify with people vulnerable to deportation.
The iconography of the American flag has kind of been sequestered to one side. This is ours, and when we do it, this flag represents this. And I'm like, no, that flag represents everybody here, and I have just as much right to it as anybody.
He interviewed with senior music reporter Julie Height, who looks at how country artists are playing with and tweaking assumptions around patriotic symbols. You can hear the full story and find pictures on our website at WPLN.org. It is 91 degrees and mostly sunny here in Nashville.